Florida officially bans mutilation of minors in name of gender affirmation. By Hannah Blow on May 17, 2023. Florida is officially banning the mutilation of minors in the name of gender affirmation. As Governor Ron DeSantis, R., on Wednesday signed legislation addressing issues associated with the radical left's transgender agenda. DeSantis signed another batch of legislation, including SB 254, which will permanently outlaw the mutilation of minors, the governor explained. It will outlaw the surgical procedures and experimental puberty blockers for minors. It will also require any adults receiving the surgeries to be informed about the irreversible nature and about the dangers of the procedures. He said, adding that the legislation will also give Florida courts temporary jurisdiction to intervene and halt procedures for out-of-state children. Further, DeSantis signed legislation which has been described as an expansion of the original parental rights in education law. This legislation also addresses the ongoing issues with preferred pronouns, making it so neither teachers nor students will be forced to declare their pronoun nor use pronouns contrary to an individual's biological sex. We never did this through all of human history, until 2 weeks ago now. This is something they're having, third graders declare pronouns. We're not doing the pronoun Olympics in Florida. It's not happening here, DeSantis said, explaining that the measure also expands the parental rights in education law. The original law prevented any classroom discussions on sexual orientation and gender identity for children in kindergarten through third grade. This legislation, however, expands that to eighth grade. DeSantis said, emphasizing that this sexual content should not be placed in a school's curriculum for these young students. I think what we've seen in these libraries, and in some of the books, there's clearly a concerted effort to try to do indoctrination in the middle school grades. And so the legislature, I think, has looked at that evidence and wisely said that, you know, on those issues, if a parent wants to engage in that with their kid at those ages, then that's up to them. Instead, Florida schools will focus on the basics: math, reading, science, and other foundational subjects, DeSantis said. DeSantis also highlighted HB 1438, which addresses the looming issue of children attending sexually explicit drag shows, imposing fines on establishments that allow children to attend these adult performances. We're going to hold you accountable. When you have adult entertainment, you have these sexually explicit performances, there should not be any of these kids there. And this is going to make sure that that's the case, he said. DeSantis also signed legislation protecting women in educational institutions, public institutions, detention facilities, correctional institutes, and juvenile facilities, requiring individuals to use the restroom or locker room that corresponds with their biological sex, not their chosen gender. Watch the full press conference below. Related: doctors trained to affirm children's transgender.